You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is the most challenging time in the history of Michigan State University. As MSU becomes the focus of a cascade of allegations regarding sexual abuse on campus, including accusations against members of the football and basketball team, the school's also on a high-speed search for an interim president following the resignation of Luana K. Simon. Chad Livengood is with Crain's Detroit Business. He's been looking at the possible candidates for interim president and with us now via Skype. Chad, universities, they like to be deliberate. They like to take their time in these top searches. MSU does not have that luxury, does it?
They do not. I mean, normally these things, so you hire a firm, you help you select candidates and weed through a long list of potential people. You bring people in. It can take, six, seven, eight, 9 months to even contemplate. And they've got to do this in a matter of weeks, really, because the president left. The athletic director retired, but he really resigned, basically. You had the dean of the school that Larry Nassar worked under. He stepped down. There's pressure. For now, one of the trustees is calling for the general counsel of the university to resign as well. I mean, there's just going to be a leadership upheaval in this university right now, and they're going to need a steady hand pretty quickly to both, get the day-to-day operations of the university under control and then deal with the fallout and aftermath of all the different investigations from Attorney General Schuette to the legislature to Congress, and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, and then all the media scrutiny that's coming in. And there's a lot to handle right now.
This interim president is going to have to hit the ground running. And your piece at Crain's looks at some names being floated right now as possibilities. Let's kind of go through and look at what they might bring, starting with former Governor Jim Blanchard.
Yeah, Governor Blanchard is an MSU grad and close friend of the university's. He donated $1 million to the university just a year ago or so. And so he's available, you might say. He's been a lobbyist for a D.C. law firm for most of his post-gubernatorial career, which, Jim Blanchard has been out of Lansing since 1990. I mean, it seems like a long time because it is. And so he's not maybe the front runner, as some people describe it, but he's a potential.
And former Governor John Engler.
Same situation. He obviously unseated Jim Blanchard in 1990 and has experience both running the state and also running some business trade groups. And he's also sort of on the market.
You write about someone who perhaps might not be a household name the way the two former governors are, Mark Murray. Who is he and what's his background?
Well, Mark Murray was actually John Engler's state treasurer and state budget director at one point. He is currently the vice chairman of the Meyer Company and was CEO of Meyer for about 6-7 years. And before that, he was the president of Grand Valley State University. He's really widely respected in the business community, in the higher ed business, and in political circles. He is a Republican, but described as agnostic. And he also worked at Michigan State University many years ago as their budget director. That's how he came over to the state of Michigan, which is pretty common. And people switch jobs between East Lansing and Lansing a lot in those administrative type roles. And so he's got the experience of a university president. He's got the experience running a large corporation like Meyer. And he's also got the political cachet, which whoever is going to take on this job is going to need, because they're going to be faced with, all these investigations from politicians from Lansing to Washington.
Another name you write about, former MSU trustee Kathy Wilbur, and she's now with Central Michigan University?
Yes, Kathy is also a former Engler aide and cabinet secretary and worked in the Engler administration, ran the Commerce Department. She has been at Central Michigan University as their lobbyist since 2002. I've known Kathy for years, having been a student at Central and a journalist there and also a journalist in Lansing. So she is well known. And two things that she and Murray have, that they have advanced degrees, that's kind of a checklist that the Board of Trustees wants to be able to check off, because they don't want to have a fight with the faculty over who has a terminal degree or not. And that might seem petty to some in a case of a crisis right now, but it is an entrance hurdle to higher education administration. And she also was interim president of CMU a couple years ago, 2009-2010, when they were in between presidents. And one of the reasons she didn't get to become the president of CMU was because she didn't have a doctorate degree, and she just recently got one. And she lives in town, too, so it's kind of like someone that people know, but maybe not too chummy. A lot of people say you really need a complete outsider to come in and do house cleaning, and maybe that is the case, but right now they probably just need somebody just to keep the trains moving and prepare for what is, you know, tens of, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in liability lawsuits from Larry Nassar's victims.
As you talk with board members and others, Chad, did you get a sense of who might be the front runner here?
Well, a couple of board members told me that all four of these names are in the mix and thought about. You get a sense that Murray, if they could get Mark Murray to leave, a pretty good gig at the top of the Meijer grocery store chain company and come over. And he is a graduate of MSU, both bachelor's and master's degrees. So, he seems like to be sort of described as the dream candidate here. But people also think that Kathy Wilbur is just as qualified. I think, even though they're prominent and they've got name recognition, people like former Governor John Engler and Jim Blanchard and even former Governor Jennifer Granholm, they would bring their baggage as politicians. I mean, for lack of better words, Jennifer Granholm already said on Twitter, ruled herself out. But just think about what would happen if the Republican Party has a long narrative about Jennifer Granholm's quote-unquote lost decade, and that would just get kind of, added to the mix in the noise surrounding all the fallout from the Nassar scandal. So it's kind of dicey and seen as a non-starter by some board members to bring in a political figure or, a former governor or even former member of Congress. There's been some names thrown around there, too.
Final few seconds. Do we have any idea whether any of the four people you write about in your piece for Crane's Detroit Business might be interested in being MSU's interim president?
Well, none of them called me back last week, which you can take that as a sign of either they don't want to talk to me or they don't want to talk about it yet until maybe they're ruled out. But people close to them, a couple people say there's definitely some interest among all the people in that camp.
Chad Livengood, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.